Chapter 4, The White Race, Creators of Chinese, Mexican, and Aztec Civilizations. During the last century, popular thought in Great Britain, cleverly nurtured by the unseen Jewish hand, reached a high pitch of insanity in regards to the racial facts of life. The abolitionists, philanthropists, and the negrophiles conceived the colored races to be child races in the process of development. The colored problem was considered to be a problem solely of color and not one of mentality. The abolitionists taught that the nigger was, for all effects, like a white child. He, therefore, should be treated as such, they said, for before long he would reach maturity. The color problem would then vanish as a result of religious instruction and training in the sciences and arts. Since this same misguided thinking is still prevalent today, and some of these perverted race mixers point with pride to some of the other civilizations that have seemingly emerged from some of the colored races, we want to treat briefly here the vanished civilizations of China, Mexico, and Peru. Whereas we do not have the space here to go into the full history of these erstwhile civilizations, we just need to touch briefly here to show that the history of higher cultures reveal that all those which are popularly called civilizations can be traced in origin to the white race. Early Chinese records refer to blonde tribes, and there yet remain tall, fair-skinned, blue-eyed individuals in Manchuria and Korea, which represent the racial outcroppings of the early white Caucasian. The presence of the early white man in Central and East Central Asia is now well recognized by ethnologists. Early Chinese civilization so nearly resembled that of Babylon as to cause some scientists to even believe that the Chinese moved en masse from the regions adjacent to Babylon. This, of course, they did not do. But evidence is overwhelming that the Babylonians moved into China in a history similar to the white invasion of India, but antedating it by a considerable period of time. Some of these movements were probably of a prehistoric date. In any case, in a history similar to that of India, we find the white man conquering and taking over as a ruling class of China. Again, we find that the white conquerors interbred with the inferior yellow Chinese, producing a hybrid race. The rulers of China, however, constituted the upper class, and it is from this class that Chinese higher culture issued. We find that the white element in China did for that people what it has done for other colored races, and that is, impart unto them a culture which in its first stages was progressive, and in its later stages was dwarfed as the white blood became submerged. This will account for the fact that Chinese civilization was more creative in its earlier stages. In fact, the Chinese were a more progressive people 20 centuries ago than when the modern Europeans first reached East Asia. The important issue here is that it was the white element that imparted unto China its early civilization, and the higher culture was imparted in the early period, as at present, through the influence of the white race. Secondly, It is important to note that the blood of the white man has not in China, as it has not in other instances, raised the mongrel to the level of progressive culture. The Chinese seem, in some respects, to be almost as incapable of progress as the niggers themselves, the only essential difference being that the arrest of mental development comes later in life for the yellow man than for the black. Furthermore, it may be pointed out that Chinese culture has been stagnant since the early historic period, despite impulses from within and without to shake off the chronic state of lethargy in which the nation seems to vegetate. And so we find another perished civilization, a civilization that was first created by the civilized white Akkads of Babylonia. These people, when they reached China, were already a somewhat cultured people with a knowledge of letters, astronomy, and various industrial arts. In their new environment, they continued the development up to a certain point, after which, when engulfed in mongrelization, they have mostly remained at a standstill and are to this day in a hopeless quagmire of stagnation. To this day, this inert mass of semi-civilized savagery offers a dead resistance to all outward pressure. Their astronomy has scarcely advanced beyond the astrological state, while their medical art continues to be a hopeless mixture of superstitious practices, absurd nostrums, and a few grains of common sense. Let us herewith leave the Chinese and now turn to the civilizations of Mexico and Peru, which the Europeans found in a slow state of decay when they explored these countries 4 centuries ago. There are even today some ethnologists, mostly American, chiefly promoted by Jewish propaganda, who confidently assert that the cultures of Mexico and Peru were of independent origin. Let us, however, at this point again restate a basic truth: behind every culture there is race. The cultures of Mexico and Peru were Caucasian-like. Stone Age migrations of the white man had carried him across northern Asia to Japan and across southern Asia to Polynesia. All will admit that the American Indian is derived in whole or in part from Asia. There is an unquestioned Mongolian strain in the Indian. The question is the Indian only Mongolian, or is he partly white? Whereas the early movements of peoples is lost in antiquity, there is great probability that the more aggressive whites of China could as easily have managed to cover the route of America as did the less capable Mongolians. The way before the white race was easy and enticing. The path that lured him onward was peopled by inferiors that the white race's long history had taught him he could subdue and enslave. And so the white man followed the colored to America in prehistoric times, as he did to Central Africa and Southern Asia, and everywhere eventually interbred with those with whom he had conquered. The evidence is therefore weighted toward the supposition that cultures in the New World were indeed created by the leadership of the white man, who had followed the Mongoloid Indians. These civilizations stagnated and decayed as his numbers became fewer, and his blood was finally submerged amongst his inferiors.